WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, our guest WeatherBrain Steve Piltz introduced the WeatherBrains audience to something called the wet bulb global temperature. While I hate to show my ignorance, I really did not know much about this topic, so it became a natural for a WeatherBrains 101 segment. The wet bulb globe temperature, often shortened to WBGT, is a type of apparent temperature used to estimate the effect of temperature, humidity, wind speed, and visible and infrared radiation, typically sunlight, on humans. This differs from the better-known heat index, which only takes into consideration temperature and humidity and is calculated for shady areas. If you work or exercise in direct sunlight, WBGT is a good element to monitor. Industrial hygienists, athletes, military agencies, OSHA, and many nations use the WBGT as a guide to managing workload in direct sunlight. The formula for WBGT includes the variables of wet bulb temperature, the dry bulb temperature, and an element called globe thermometer temperature. For indoor use or in situations where solar radiation is negligible, the formula can be reduced to just wet bulb and dry bulb terms. The use of WBGT as an environmental monitoring measure during exercise in the heat was invented in the early 1950s in response to the number of heat casualties occurring in the United States Armed Services during the 1940s and 1950s. After implementing WBGT policies, there was a drastic reduction in heat illnesses during basic training. The globe temperature is the variable that is hardest to find since it is not readily available from standard surface observations. It can be measured directly with a variety of instruments available from companies like Kestrel, X-Tech, Reed, General, and others. There is also a table available which produces a wet bulb globe temperature, but that is an estimate based on temperature and relative humidity. This method is naturally less accurate than a direct reading since it assumes full sunshine and light wind. The resulting number provides a guideline for managing outdoor activities. The Georgia High School Athletics Association has established guidelines to be used that list specific values for rest breaks, length of practice sessions, and the equipment which players can wear. This is just another example of how we humans try to work and play safely with the conditions produced by our environment. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.